Hey, what is up, everybody? It's me, Brent Mukai, as a part of the Brent Mukai podcast. That's correct. Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. What's going on, all you sweet, sweet mukuleles, all of you, you League of Extraordinary Brentlemen, you Brentologists out there, you Brentimus Primes. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is already. It is the podcast. Welcome to yet another fine fucking episode for your ears, and for those of you on Twitch, for your eyes, and for those of you on YouTube or Facebook, wherever. You can watch this if you want, but you can just listen to it. So you get to choose your experience these days. Isn't that wonderful? I'm talking because I just don't like today I've been running around. I've been clearing out my area. Those of you who watch this podcast, you might notice your boy looks a little better today. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe you're not sure. But I started an air band. No risk of stolen equipment on the air drums. Thanks. I always do a little dance to the music while it plays. I got a new light, so it's there, and it's adding a little bit more depth, I think, which is pretty fucking cool. I've also cleaned out this back area. There used to be a big box full of shit that I was flipping and, like, selling on eBay and doing all that shit for. That's gone, and I put most of that shit on my bookshelf because now I have less books. I have been clearing out my room. I've been selling my DVDs. I've been doing all that stuff. Let's start there, shall we? Let's start there. First of all, let's see what Bot, my robot son, Bot Mukai, says. Why are ghosts bad liars? Because you can see right through them. Premium content, everybody. You need to understand that if you come on Twitch and you type in exclamation mark joke, that my robot son, Bot Mukai, will tell you a joke. So let's take a look, shall we? Because it's like, fuck, dude. I've just been digging up a bunch of old shit, and I'm doing a little bit. I don't know how many of you know, like, the Marie Kondo things. I don't know how many of you are aware of all of the Marie Kondo Oh shit. Thank you, Yowli. Thank you, Yowli, for following on Twitch. I appreciate that. Welcome, fellow Mukulele. I don't know why the alerts box didn't hit it. What happened to the alerts box? I gotta get this shit fixed, because I don't know why it didn't come up. Or maybe it did and I just wasn't listening. Anyways. It's wholly possible I just was not paying attention. Anyways. It did just like 5 minutes ago. I feel like a total butthole now. I feel like a humongous butt snatch. Butt snatch? Is that a good word? I don't know. Let's move on, shall we? There's a place in town called Zia Records where I've Zia Record, a combination of Zia Records where they buy DVDs and books and used bookstores in town. Where, you know, they buy books and shit. And I have just a shit ton of other books. Not sure what I'm going to do with the rest of them. I think I'm going to give them away. Because I've now hit, like, every place a couple of times. And been like, here are all the things. I want to say about $150. $150 off of just these old fucking things that I wasn't using, I wasn't reading, I wasn't paying attention to, and it's like, fuck. At one point, I was like, I'm going to send these off to a place and get them, you know, online and do all that stuff, and then I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to take these to these places and see what happens. And it happened well, so. Listen, your boy's trying to make the come up, and I'm realizing slowly, right? I'm realizing slowly, ever so slowly, that I need to get more organized. I need to have less fucking shit going on in my life. And that includes having a whole shit ton of stuff that I'm not using, and it just causes me anxiety. Does that make sense to anybody? Anybody else have that? Where it's like sometimes you just need to need to clear things out, shake things up a bit, and just move on, you know, move on from some of this old shit. Because I was looking at some of these books and I was like, I get sentimental very easily. The opposite of a materialist, right? A minimalist. I'm not going like all that way. Exactly. Marie Kondo. That's exactly what I was just talking about. Snacks. I'm doing some Marie Kondo shit. And for those of you who don't know Marie Kondo, it's basically Japanese lady who revolutionized everything. I haven't read the book. I don't want the book because I'm trying to minimalize, trying to do less of that. But I got the, you know, my friend was like, you know, you look at the things. The simplified version is you look at the things in your house and you say, does this bring me joy? Is this a thing that brings me joy or not? Do I just have these things, right? And if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. Just get the fuck out of your house. Because why do you have it? Why do you just keep holding on to these things that you don't even use? You're living in a minimal world, and you're a minimal girl. That's Marvel Tulip Scooby Choo. That's so good. That's so good. I can't believe nobody's done that song. If that's not a parody song already, I gotta write that down. Hold on. I'm putting it into the ideas minimal, to my ideas page on my thing. Minimal girl in a minimal world. Minimal girl in a minimal world. I think that's fucking funny. Ideas for songs. I'm putting that in, baby. You made the list. Okay. Bang. Okay. Sweet deal. Anyways, sorry about that. And how much coin can I get for this on eBay? That's what I've been doing too. I've just been looking at shit and being like, I've been lugging this shit. I've been literally lugging all of these fucking books around from apartment to apartment, right? A year ago, I did the apartment switch thing. And the first thing I always put in is I just keep on putting in these books, and I don't ever take a second to just pause and say, do I even fucking want these? Do I even fucking read these? And I'm throwing out like other shit because I run out of time and I'm not a fucking good organizer. And so so I'm realizing more and more that the secret to organization for me is getting rid of all of the bullshit stuff. Like just stopping with all of like the things I don't fucking need. Hump day, the day of the humps, you know it. Cut me a slice of that fat royalty check. Yeah. When I sell that song for pennies on the dollar, I'll give you some fractions of pennies from those fractions of dollars. So I'm selling some stuff. There's a bunch of stuff that I bought from garage sailing when I was doing a little bit of garage sailing that I just had not even put up on eBay. I had a fat stack of like these very nice Easton Press books that I got for a steal at this fucking yard sale. I got them for like $5 each, and I knew I could flip them for like $20, $30 minimum. Like I looked them up and I was like, fuck. It's just that they took forever to fucking sell. Three of them were like not even ever opened, which was like the craziest part, but I digress. And I had this stack of books for months and months, and I kept looking at it like, fuck, it stressed me out every time I looked at it, because I was like, oh. So finally, I just took it to, like, the store, right? I just took it to the used bookstore, and I made a profit of, like, $10 on them. But, so that was more than I was willing to do, right? That was more, like $10 on a flip, not a great profit, but every time that I looked at those books, I kept saying, fuck, I gotta really, why am I doing this? Like, and I picked up little things too. I picked up like these Hot Wheels, like this, right? And sometimes I just throw them in and I'm like, yo, you know, how about this whole box of just like miscellaneous shit for like $5 or whatever, you know? And sometimes you pick up these Hot Wheels and sometimes they're worth a lot. And sometimes they're like this and they're worth like less than a dollar. So it's so it's like, you know, the garage sailing game. Some of you are looking at me like, why the fuck did you go garage sailing? What the fuck is wrong with you? And if I'm being completely honest, I just wanted to learn what it was like. I just wanted to learn, like, the game. Have I made some money from it? Yeah, I made a little bit of money. So I was, you know, I've flipped some of the stuff. But then the eBay game is like you play around with it a little bit and then you don't. Like, you don't sell some of the shit. Sometimes like but I and for me it's like, why do I have this Hot Wheel? I'm gonna put this up on Facebook or something and be like, yo, does anybody have kids that want Hot Wheels, that like Hot Wheels? I'm just gonna give this the fuck away because I'm not gonna become a hoarder of like all this stuff. And I sort of have over the years been somewhat of a hoarder. Like, fuck, man, like if you saw my room when I went back home. First of all, let's say this. Let's talk about this for a little bit. I went back home and cleared out my room because my mom was moving from her house and downsizing to an apartment. And I was fucking just like so upset that I had to get rid of all of this shit. And you know what really sucks is that I had all of these things that were probably worth shit and I didn't do anything with them. I didn't take like... I had, like, old Yu-Gi-Oh cards and, like, old Magic cards. And this was before I understood how to flip stuff and, like, what to do with it and, like, how eBay worked. And, like, this was probably about 5-6 years ago. And I was stupider back then and I didn't understand. And so I threw all that shit away. And now I'm like, fuck, I could have made some money off of that. If I had just taken some time to sift through it and go on eBay, I really could have fucking made some coin on that shit. But... again, I digress. Would it have been worth it for me at that time to take all that shit, bring it all up and, you know, do all that? That was even before, I believe that was 2014. So that was even before I found the voice actor's studio and, you know, all that stuff. I was just starting doing comedy and I didn't know shit about business. So I wasn't thinking in those terms. I really started doing the garage sailing, like flip life. Gary Vaynerchuk, who I always talk about, but who really does. I mean, if you want to watch an interesting series on how to make some fucking money, on seriously how to make some fucking money, just going to garage sales and flipping that shit. Go check out Gary V, and he does a series called Trash Talk. He has 5 episodes out, where it's this multi-millionaire. He owns like $100 million company. But he loves doing garage sales and buying shit and flipping it because that's just who he is. I watched the first few episodes of that and was like, I want to try this. This seems fun. I want to learn the eBay game. I want to learn like how to do some what's called arbitrage, where you buy some shit and then you resell it, right? And man, people are making tons of fucking money doing that. Not on the scale of like eBay, right? Not on the scale of eBay a lot of times, but some people are. Some people are making a ton of money doing that. And then some people are making a ton of money doing like Amazon FBA program where they fucking get shit in and then they, you know, there's like videos of people who are doing retail arbitrage where you go to like retail stores, they're selling shit at a discount and then you buy those things at that discount and then resell them on your fucking Amazon. They have mastered the art of garage selling. Well, that's cool. I love that shit. Like, and I enjoyed doing it, but I didn't enjoy well, it was a learning process. It's not that I didn't enjoy it. I just, there were certain things that I was like, oh, I didn't realize that this would come with it, which was one of those things was that I had all this shit that I just wanted to sell. But I didn't have anything. Like, I didn't, like some of this shit I got for, you know, a quarter or a dollar or whatever. And it's like, well, it's worth $3. So, and doesn't sell well. So try trading a paperclip, then work your way up. I saw that guy who traded that paperclip and kept trading shit up. That's not where my brain is at. That's not where I ultimately want to be. But you might even see I have some trash bags in the back of me here. Well, one of those is just trash, but the other trash bag is full of clothes that I'm going to go donate. I just realized that I have too many fucking clothes, like things like that. I have too many fucking clothes. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to get things down and really mostly, just chill, you know, like have a more simple lifestyle. A simpler lifestyle, which I think will allow me to be more effective, because it's tough because I have all this just bullshit. Really, that's what it is. I love that game. We called it Bigger and Better. My youth group has gotten a boke, and one group eventually got a freaking stove. Oh, that's cool. I don't know what a boke is. What is a boke? Anyways, I have a lot of clothes I don't like. Exactly. So, oh, a bike. Nice. So some of this shit, like, I'm going to go sell. Like, I can flip some of these old suits that I have from when I was, like, 170 pounds. Like, I can't wear these. And I've kept bringing them around and bringing them along. Like, I'm losing weight, but I don't think I'm going to get back down to 170. Like, that was, like, intense. That was an insane time in my life where I was just like, I wonder how much weight I can fucking lose. And I got down, man, I mean, shit, let me show you. I'll show you what I looked like, because it was nice. Let's go to Facebook. Yeah, man, like, I looked like, it was nuts. It was pretty crazy. Because I lost a shit ton of weight when I was in college, because I was like, well, there's nothing else to do other than go to class and fucking let me eat better, because all of the food is right here, so I don't need to, you know, I can choose what I want to eat and it all costs me the same thing, and then let me work out all the time because I'm barely doing shit. So it's like, yeah, like me at 170, I was like, it was like crazy, dude. It was like, here we go. Look at this guy. Look at this guy, huh? Take a look at this motherfucker right here. I had dyed my hair. It was a little brown at the tips. I mean, just look at this shit. My God, I was thin as fuck, dude. But it wasn't sustainable. It wasn't sustainable. Like, I wasn't... That's the thing, like... I know, dude. Holy crap, indeed. I was skinny, dude. Like, let's see. How thin was I? I got, like, so fucking thin. I was like... Yeah. It was crazy. And this was right when I started improv, too. This is a picture of me right when I started improv. It was, like, crazy. I had hair. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Oh, man. This is, like, a character that I played. I did, like, it was like a comedic karate movie. But, yeah, man. Boy, oh, boy. Yeah. It was not at all sustainable is the issue. So I stopped, you know, I after a while it was like, well, I can't just work out all the time. I don't, you know, I don't have access to all that stuff. Like my situation had changed. Like I couldn't afford all of the nice food. Like when you're in college, it's like, okay, I had all of this shit. I could just go down to the dining commons. And then it was like, okay, well, I'll just stop going to the hamburger and french fries and pizza, and I'll just go to the salads and, like, healthier choices. And it was like, and I didn't have to cook, I didn't have to do anything, and it's like, you get out of college, and then it's like, okay, well, all of the cheapest stuff is, like, the worst shit for you, but that's all I can fucking afford. So I'm like, you know, I'm like 21, 22, and I have this film degree, but I don't have any fucking idea what to do with it, because I wasn't trained on how to fight way back Wednesdays. I know, dude. You look good how you are. Very manly with the beard. Thank you. Appreciate that. If I could, I would want hair. I think Asians just look better with hair, but not anything I like. But I will say that this is like the bald look. I'm so happy that I fucking don't look weird bald. So that's pretty cool. What's up, Gossamer Goddess? Hope you're doing well. Yeah, that way back, that was from like way, way back. I can't believe, like, oh, man. So yeah, what up, Remotely Black? How you doing? But that's my whole point. I have all these fucking, I have some clothes from back then. I have clothes from back when I was a medium. And it's like, I don't need to get there. I don't need to get back to like 170. I don't need to like do all that stuff. I want to be healthy. At that point in my life, I wasn't looking at working out and doing all my shit for health reasons. I was doing it because I wanted to lose weight and I wanted to look good and I wanted to get girls. Because at that point, you know, fresh out of high school, I didn't look like that. I didn't look like that at all. Like high school years, I was like, oh, I don't. High school years, I was just kind of like, meh, you know, I was probably about as big as I am right now. Like I'm probably about the same that I was in during my high school years. So, but less confidence, lot less confidence. That was before improv with longer hair, snacks 89. Dude, you know it. You know it. Goal should be to be healthy. I know. Exactly. I've been doing squats, some push-ups, some sit-ups, just some, you know, just my one punch man fucking my one punch man workout, squats, sit-ups, push-ups. That's it. You know, throughout the day, just throughout the day. Haven't been going swimming as often. It's tough. It's tough. It was tough for me to develop that habit. I should have, you know, I really should have, but it brought too much stress to me to go down and like swim and do all that stuff and then come up and then dry off and do all that stuff. It really stressed me out. So I'm doing more simple exercises that I think are just as good. Like no resistance stuff, like squats, you know. I don't have any fucking weights. Like my body is the weight, which is cool. Going through that right now, pushing to lose weight more than anything, which isn't healthy. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I'm comfortable now. I figured out that what wasn't that the problem was not that I wasn't good looking enough. The problem was that I wasn't confident enough to understand that I just looked the way that I was going to look. Though I will say, man, if I could go back in time, the one thing I would do would be to have more fun with some ladies back in college. Cause I was just like it was crazy. I was like surrounded by like all of these like just holy shit, like, you know, 18 to 21 to 22 year old and sometimes a little older, but whatever, like girls. And I didn't pay attention to any of them. Like, well, a few, I had a little bit of fun, but the thing was like, I was still developing my confidence and I was still becoming the man that I was going to be. I mean, I'm still becoming the man that I'm going to be, you know, there's always Spearmint Rhino. Yeah, but it's like I was already paying thousands of dollars to be there. You know, I don't want to go out and just spend thousands of dollars now. Like, there's no focus on studies. Well, I wasn't even focused on studies. I didn't give a fuck about the studies, really. Like, I was, like, back in college, I was doing, I had every single day I filled with, you know, full-time college studies because I graduated within 4 years, which the curriculum was changing and it was getting harder for people to graduate in 4 years. I did it in 4 years. I did summer school. I did all that shit. I was diving in as deep as I could into acting and writing. And I was so fucking sure that that was where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. And so I bought all these fucking books on acting and writing that I just now sold for like a fraction of the price, but I'm glad to get it back now. Anyways, I digress. So that was my weekdays, and then weekends I was basically doing shows or working on film sets. And that was it. That was my whole fucking existence, was college and studies and school, and then taking the things that I learned and trying to apply them into the improv shows that I was doing, or, you know, trying to get on-camera acting experience, or helping out with indie film projects, or, you know, or. So I just kept being like, I don't have time for girls. And did it happen? Yeah, it happened a little bit. But I look back now and I'm like, I could have chilled out a little bit. And not to say that I didn't chill. The last thing I want to do, because I have people that are younger that listen to this as well as people that are older. But the people that are younger, I don't want you to think like, oh, I was just hitting it every single time and blah, 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 blah. I still played a fair amount of fucking video games in that time. Like, there's a lot of Left 4 Dead that I played. Holy shit, did I play the shit out of that game. Skipped some classes every now and again. But yeah, dude. I look back and I'm like, I could have had more time. And I don't even, like, looking back and thinking back on some of those moments, I don't think that it was, like, that I didn't have time for any type of relationship. I think that it was like, I look back and I was afraid, and not afraid of commitment. I had no fear of commitment. I was just a pansy boy, and I just fucking didn't, you know, I just didn't have the courage to go out and ask out girls and do all of that shit. Like, it was a little fearful to me. It was a scary time. I didn't know how to. I still was very self-conscious, and you know, I looked really good, but then I didn't have the confidence to even back that up. I'd choose me now. Like, that's the thing. I'd choose me now, even though I don't look as good as I did back then. I'd choose me now, because now I know how to just fucking talk to people. I cared too much about it. I had too many romanticized ideas of like what relationships were and all this stuff, and I put it on too high of a pedestal, and I made a lot of mistakes, but that's gonna happen. Like, I look back and I'm like, oh, you know, I could have had some dates and some stuff, but maybe not. Maybe that's what, maybe it was the fact that I concentrated so hard into all my studies that and the actual working at it, that I'm able to now, you know, before I'm 30, be self-employed and be doing voice acting and be doing improv training and have this, you know, craft and mastery of what I'm fucking doing. So it's always a trade-off, you know, it's always a trade-off. I booked the time with my trainer friend, and talking about the benefits makes me more excited to exercise. It's hard to do several things I love with 60 extra pounds on me. Dude, 60 extra pounds, I don't think 60 extra pounds, that's a lot. That's like a shit ton. I don't know by what metric you're judging that, but I mean, maybe it doesn't need to be 60. And I mean, that's the thing everybody told me, was don't look at it in terms of pounds, because if you're gaining muscle, the pounds isn't a good metric, you know? Then some people will say body mass index, and then some people are like, well, you know, that's closer, but it's like, do you really, like, some people's bodies are just different, and what we're doing is different. So it's unfortunate that we expect a fairy tale when we date. It really is a lot of work to be our best selves and navigate a relationship. I believe in that too, Gossamer Goddess. Man, yeah, I believe in that. How did we get started on this? I haven't even gone into, like, anything. Well, I guess that's how we got started. That is how my week is starting right now. I'm clearing out all this shit. I'm trying to get my room looking nicer and me feeling better about it. That's a big part, and minimalizing more. I just use my pants as a metric. Snacks. Does it fit? No? Then I'm fat. That's a good one. It's a good metric. Am I maintaining, right? Am I maintaining where I'm at, or am I getting steadily bigger? What is cool is I watched like a clip of me back from 2016, 2017, and I'm like, wow, dude. It's crazy. Because it's like right now at my current state, it's like hard for me to notice that like I'm losing weight as I'm losing it. But it's like I looked at an old video and I was like, holy shit. That was like 3-4 years ago. I can't even imagine that. I did not realize how much weight I'd lost until I saw that video. So really cool. We have so much stuff. I hate it. Well, we're living in a consumer centric, you know, place and time and all of it. You know, my mom used to tell me, like, stop buying all these DVDs. One day you're going to fucking not watch. You're not even going to watch all these DVDs. And when I was a teenager, I was like, no, I'm going to. The special features and, you know, you don't understand, Mom. And now I'm looking at myself like, holy fuck, dude. I bought so many DVDs. I bought so many DVDs. I bought so many fucking books and all of this dumb shit that I could have just borrowed from the library. Like, I haven't gone back to fucking read it. And then if I want to buy the book, I can just go buy the fucking book. Holy shit, dude. Ugh. Ugh. I was such a douche. I was like 21 or 20, and I was like, oh, yeah. I admired people with libraries, with their own personal library. And now I look at it and I'm like, what a fucking idiotic thing. Just because you own a lot of books, it doesn't make you smart. I didn't even read a lot of those books. I kept buying books. I just kept buying fucking books. I went into a book buying phase. I was like, yeah, DVDs, they're stupid. Let me just buy some more books and you know, fucking all of it. And it's dumb. It's completely fucking dumb. It's so dumb. I'm dumb, dude. Oh. You've never seen me sitting down. The weight is more so in the gut and legs. Believe me, I've made jokes that I could pass for. Dance would be easier than the beer brand. Ah, well, dance, yeah. Dance is definitely a thing. Nerdy Diva Nikki. Just don't get caught up in the, because you're, and you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be hard for me to say that because it's like you were like 19, you're 19, 20 right now. So it's like you're exactly the age I was when I decided I'm going to drop a lot of fucking weight. I want to look really fucking good and I want to go do some shit. So you were Ted Mosby when you were younger, weren't you? Yes. I don't know who that is. Who's Ted Mosby? Why do I know that name? Let's look it up, shall we? Ted Mosby. Mosby, fictional character and main protagonist in the U.S. sitcom. Oh, from How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much was Ted Mosby. Except, like... My bad, Clouds. My bad. So, yeah. Now I'm, like, looking back at it like, fuck, dude. I'm selling all of these old, like, fucking vintage, like, video game things. Like, I haven't played a Game Boy Advance in, like, years. And I don't know why I kept holding on to it. It's, like, worth, like, $25 on eBay. After shipping and, you know, and fees and all that stuff, I'll probably make, like, $20 out of it. And it's, like, that cool. I can use that $20. So I'm just trying my best to really fucking, you know, to really Marie Kondo it. And I hate using that phrase because I haven't read the book. I don't know everything about it. But my mentor, my voice acting mentor, she talked about it and was like, you know, we get stressed out and get anxious from all of these things that we own. And we don't even realize how much these things just after a while just start stressing us out. So it's like I took a second and was like, fuck, I need to clear some shit out. I need to clear out my room. Just get rid of a lot of this. Just, it's straight up garbage. And I keep bringing it with me to every new place I move to. Anyways. I've never been a small person, but I can work circles around most people. Husband and I are both known for being hard workers. Well, that's cool, Gossamer Goddess. Yeah. Like, Dude, back when I was a server at BJ's, man, it was like I hustled, dude. I hustled and got my ass kicked like every night. It felt like it just was not the life for me. But there were people that were like bigger people and they fucking just handled their business, man. They just knew how to do every fucking thing. So it's like I don't think that weight really necessarily has to be a part with it. I think I now have like a healthier view of how I view weight and how I, sort of look at the world. The keto diet, I'm really happy about. I've really felt happy. I've really felt like this kind of works out for me in my life. Like I don't like I miss the carbs. Like when I see the carbs, I miss the carbs. But there's good substitutes for a lot of this shit, and it's like I don't find myself wanting too much, you know? I don't ever find myself being like, fuck, I can't, I don't know how to do this. So, yeah. Bro, I complain about the soreness, but I miss it when I don't exercise enough. I just want to take better care of myself and create more opportunities. I know it's changed after like 2 weeks of going to the gym. I want to feel that again. Also, I like the lowered risk of all the cancer and heart problems. Yes, diabetes, all of it. Nerdy Diva Nikki. Well, good. Keep working out, dude. Keep doing your fucking thing. Keep doing your fucking thing. That's great that you feel so happy. I know. Got a good girlfriend, I'm getting rid of a bunch of bullshit. Like I'm taking time to look through all of this shit that I don't normally take time for. I'm taking me time. So it's like that's valuable. It's very valuable, you know? I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm running around so much, and my life has been just a series of running around from one place to another and hustling and doing all of this stuff that I look back and I'm like, I've collected all of this just, I mean, I've collected a bunch of shit that's just garbage. Like it's just garbage. Like it's just shit that I don't like, that I don't want. And it's like, why do I even have it? I'm even looking right now in the back here. I'm looking in the back at this, like, plush doll that my sister gave me that says class of 2011. And I've kept it with me because my sister gave it to me when I graduated from college. And now I'm like, I can't. And, I kept it because I was like, I can't flip this. I can't sell this. There's nobody interested. There's no market for dolls of. Is there? I wonder if there is a market. Let's see. Shall we? Let's go on to the internet and let's fucking see if there's any eBay. Let's go. Let's take a look. Maybe there is. Maybe there's some weird vintage like thing that's like class of 2011 doll. Little plush doll. No, all of these are just Barbie dolls and Bratz dolls. Plush. Shall we? Let's take a look. Yeah, see, nobody gives a shit about this stuff. Disney Parks. Well, if it's from Disney Parks, people like Disney stuff. So that's a thing, you know? 2011 Snoopy, that's great. But it's like I keep looking at it and it's like I need to throw it out. I have all these fucking old Nintendo DS games that I just put up for sale on eBay. I have Pokemon Diamond and an old Yu-Gi-Oh! 2007 game. Like, fuck, like, why am I holding on to it? I think some part of me too, some like weird part in the back of my head was like, maybe it'll be worth something one day. And what I've also realized is like, I don't want to hold on to it in the hope that it might be worth something one day. I just got to get it out of my life so I can focus on making myself worth something one day. Fuck, I like that. I like the way that I twisted that. Anyways. Nerdy Diva Nikki, that's definitely Nikki. That's please clip that. Boom, boom, boom. I'll make a big motion of like, please clip that. Reminds me of when people sold teddy bears and cheer uniforms at our competitions. That's brilliant. And it's like it's great, but it's like I'm gonna throw this away right now. Hold on. Give me one sec. Give me one sec, everybody. Sorry. boom, this is it right here. It's nice. It's a fun little doll. But you know what? I hated college. I didn't hate college as I was going through it. I hate dealing with all of the bullshit that college is now that I'm smarter and I understand that I wasted a lot of time and money there when I could have been actually working harder at the shit that I was doing had I dropped out or had I just, you know, had I just gone out and gotten a job. Like, there's so many fucking things that I wish I could tell my younger self, right? But it happened. And I look at this and I'm like, oh, that's nice. My sister got it for me. But it's like, I don't give a fuck about this. So I'm going to now take my trash bag here of shit that I've been clearing away. You know what I mean? I've been holding on to this for fucking 8 years. Thank you, Tina, for getting me this thing. Thank you. But it's going in the trash because I don't give a fuck about it. And I hated college. I hate that I went to college. Sell it. You can't sell this. There's no way. There's nobody who's in the fucking... There is really no market for class of 2000... Let's see. Because I keep... that's the thing. I keep class of 2011 smiley face plush doll. Yeah, there's really nothing. What is this? Oriental Trading Company, Omaha, Nebraska. Oriental Trading. Let's see. Oriental Trading. Come on this journey with me, shall we? Let's see if this thing is worth anything. Oriental Trading. Party supplies. Toys and games. I bet you they have this exact same fucking thing, but it just says class of 2019. Right? I bet you. Let's see. Class of 2019. Let's see what pops up, shall we? Look, a bunch of this just shit that's going to be garbage. Just a bunch of toys, games, and novelties. Let's see. Look at this shit. This is just going to be garbage. This is just garbage. You're paying $3 for garbage. Man, it's just take off the shirt. I don't even know if I can. Let's see. Oh, I can take off the shirt. Oh, shit. Oh. He's naked now. Regift it to a grad. Well, it's dusty as... Look at this thing. It's dusty up there. Can I clean this? And regift it to a graduate. That's so fucking funny. Class of 29. Anybody interested in a tiny shirt? Like a fetus shirt? If I give this to somebody, they'll be like, wow, this looks like it's 8 years old and covered in dust. Let's see, does it say anything? Doesn't say a thing. Let me screenshot it, then I'll look it up. Yeah. Look at this thing. Where are you looking it up? Are you looking it up on eBay? Because I just looked it up on eBay. Like that... Like, I'm flipping all of the shit that I think will sell. So, like, my old Nintendo DS, like... Fuck, dude. I haven't played on that thing. I don't give a fuck about that thing. Of course I'm gonna fucking sell it. Of course I'm going to fucking sell it. Like, there's just so many things that I keep holding on to. I have an old PS Vita, PlayStation Vita. I'm gonna fucking buy it. Google Lens. The hell is Google Lens? Let's look up what Google Lens is. Google Lens. Similar furniture. Oh. Search what you see. That's pretty cool. All right, well, if you want to see it, I guess I can put this through again. Bang. Look at this guy. Look at him. Google Lens. That's pretty tight. You can identify things by their picture. We're moving into a scary fucking world, people. We're moving into a scary fucking world. But I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it. I'm, you know, unless you come back and you're like, that thing's worth like $20. Like, even if it's worth $10, after shipping and fees, I'll probably see like $8 of it. It's, you know, not to say that I can't use $8. Like, who can? Like, if I walked up to somebody on the street and was like, would you like $8? They'd be like, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm probably just going to throw this away. I think that, you know, I'm grateful for it, but it's, at the end of the day, it's like, what the fuck am I doing with this? It just said it might be Brent Mukai. That's great, dude. They're right. It's me. It's Brent Mukai. Fucking genius. Good job, Google. You've come a long way. I gotta Google Lens a bunch of shit now. Now that I know that this wonderful thing exists, that's wonderful. Regift it to a grad. Like, what grad? Who am I gonna give this to? I know a bunch of students, but I can't give it to one and then not give it to a bunch, you know, not give something else. Is there somewhere like Goodwill type deal that you can drop off the stuff you don't want? Yeah, there is. I guess I can throw this in the... Bang, there's the Goodwill. Throwing it in the Goodwill pile. Bang. Let somebody else try and sell that. Maybe it would feel better. Yeah, I have a whole bag of clothes that I'm going to give over to... I don't know. Probably like any charity except Goodwill. Why not Goodwill? Educate me. I don't understand. Red Cross. We have Savers here. We have like all of these fucking places. So I'm giving away all those clothes just as a means to help him let go of his stuff. Yeah, exactly. I get sentimental too easily. As I'm growing up with age, I'm realizing that I get less and less sentimental. Yeah, I have like an old microphone that I'm not using that I'm probably gonna make like $60 on it. Like, just little things here and there, like shit that I have not used or looked at for so fucking long. And it's just like, man. Goodwill is owned by a millionaire who just gets free merch and sells it back. Local charities are better. Okay. Noted. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Give that donation. Are you, do you have any suggestions of who would want some clothes and some, you know, used clothes? Anyways, this stream has turned into like a whole ordeal over it, but that's fine. Like, I know what I'm getting into now when I get into this shit. I think the clothes go to a soup kitchen. That's wonderful. Maybe even like a shelter or something would want clothes. Yeah, for sure. They sell blankets and clothes to the people who need it. That's wonderful. Well, good. Yeah. Maybe I'll make a donation there. What's cool is I've been going through my closet and like getting rid of a bunch of shit that I don't wear, or that's like old as fuck. Project 150. Okay. I'm going to write that down. Project 150. Project 150. Project 150. I will definitely. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that. I found a parody of Let It Go called Stop You, Help Me Hide a Body. It's actually really good. Help Me Hide a Body. I love that. Project 150. Yeah, baby. Let's do it that way. We're doing it. We're doing it that way. Bang, bang, boom. Ho, ho. Thank you. Kisses for you. Oh, boy, oh, boy. On today's podcast, Brent's listeners help him part with his belongings. Right. Because there's like all this shit that I don't even need that I can either sell or give away. And... like, I need to, you know, I need to get this shit out of here. It's too much. It's too much. It's just too much garbage. in my room, and with each move, it's like, you know. So I've done a cool thing, which is I've stopped buying a lot of shit. I barely buy anything these days. Even clothes-wise, I don't buy clothes. I just wear clothes that people give me. Like, isn't that weird? I just wear clothes people give me. This shirt was given to me. You know, my buddy lost a bunch of weight. He is now thinner than I am, but he was right around the weight that I am at right now. She's like, you want a bunch of clothes? I was like, yeah, sure. So I took it and boom. I don't buy shit, dude. I'm living humble. The only things that I like now, it's weird because I have all of these things that I need to. Maybe you can help me out. Help me out also. But this goes great into what I was wanting to bring up to at some point today. I have like $60 because I went to a Coinstar and exchanged all of my coins for an Amazon gift card, and I just don't know what to fucking buy. And here's the thing, what I want to buy off of Amazon, like, I keep looking and thinking about stuff, and it's like, there's nothing on there that I care about. Like, that's how crazy I've gotten. Like, these posters I bought, but they're not for me. They're for the stream. These posters are for the fucking stream. These posters are so that I can fucking, you know, be sitting around over here and you have something nice to look at. Like, that's the thing. I should start sitting over here now. Now that I think about it, I should start sitting here. Move this over here. Move this over here. The hell is this? Oh, I can subtract that. Yeah, let's remove that. Okay, bang. And then get my text, and sorry, excuse me everybody, but I just need to orient this to the right. Bang, bang. I bought these posters for everybody, and then I sit right in the front of all the posters, so that's the funny part. You look sexier on the other side. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. That's exactly what I thought as well. Go to Twitter, follow CloudBot, get your word collage, and buy what it thinks you should treat yourself with. Oh, that's interesting. Buy stuff you need if you want to minimalize. TP, laundry detergent, toothpaste. Yeah. But there's a part of me that wants to get something kind of fun, too. Not something fun, but something that could improve the podcast. So I want to reinvest that $60 into the podcast. So that's my real question, is like, what is a thing that would make this podcast better? What is a thing that in your brains would be like a better thing to do with the money that I have off of Amazon? Shampoo. Funny. Good stuff. Green screen and explosions. Ooh, a green screen might be good. Fuck. Yes. Oh, a green screen might be good. A better chair. That's also a good investment. I have, like, nice chairs, though. I don't really need a better chair. Infinite cube that unfolds forever. That's good. A necessity. A necessity for everyone. Green screen might not be bad. I thought of like a light, but I don't even need a light, really. You know, Amazon, and on Amazon, like, what else do you even buy off Amazon? Let's go to Amazon, everybody. Let's see. I like the CloudBot idea. Let's go to Twitter. Let's go to CloudBot. Let's go to CloudBot. Let's see what the hell it is. My mind went to chair as well. Might be me projecting my frustrations with my current desk chair. Green screen would be hella sexy when you game. That's smart. DVD binder. Nope, got rid of most of my DVDs. The only ones that I've saved are like some of my favorites. Like, I have the original Incredibles DVD that I owned from back when, like, you know, 2004, and it was my favorite fucking movie. Oh, yeah. And I have, like, a big binder of shit anyway, so. Let's see. What do I want to do? CloudBot. That was it. CloudBot. Word Tweet Cloud Bot? Is that it? See your most used words. Follow. Tweet. It's your own cloud. To get one for someone else, tweet Word Cloud. Okay, let's do that. Copy. Get one for someone else, tweet Word Cloud at Word Nuvola. Get one for someone else, tweet at user. Okay. Oh, okay. So I tweet to get one for someone else, tweet. Okay, so I just have to tweet that. Okay, wonderful. So I will compose a tweet that just says that. Bang, tweet. Let's see what happens. Is it instantaneous? Toss those cases, yeah. External hard drive. Oh, fuck. I was talking about getting an external hard drive, and then I forgot about it. Thank you for reminding me. Let's go to Amazon. Let's see what the fuck. I was trying to get some, like, fucking nice sound-reducing blankets as well for my booth, and I don't fucking know. Will you help me? Tagged you in that once. I remember that. Will you help me? Is a body. But one out tries to relate your words to purchase. But out tries to relate your words to your purchase. I apparently talk about Jin from BTS that I buy Jin brand ramen almost instantaneous. We use Amazon a lot because it's easier for us to just get things delivered than it is to go out. Exactly. Exactly. I don't, and see, that's the problem is like, I don't have enough money for like a bunch of these sound absorption blankets. You know, I have a good amount of credit, but it's like, ugh, you know. So let's go to Amazon. Let's go to Amazon. Let's see what's up. Deal of the day. Anchor charging accessories. That might be cool. Let's look at some things, huh? I mean, these people know me because they got these egg crates and all of this other shit, like boom, bang, boom. Yeah, they definitely know me. It's a little frightening. Amazon definitely knows who I am as a human. If my typos get worse, I had to move to my phone because my laptop wasn't connecting. It's all good. Let's look at some today's deals. Let's look at today's deals and see if there's anything good. Shall we? Freeland air camping sleeping pad. Nah. Let's see. There's like lightning deals, right? Lightning deals. Let's see what lightning deals are going on right now. There's a lot of lightning deals. Bunch of shit I don't need. What do you know? Is there a way to have it keep track of what things you want and have it notify you of if it goes on sale? Yeah, I think so. Honey, the free extension. I have Honey. I also have WikiBuy. So I have both of those things. Let's look at external hard drives, shall we? External hard drives. Because I do need some good ones. Amazon's choice. Western Digital 2 terabyte. Ooh, some of these are looking fucking good, dude. Looking fucking sleek. Amazon's choice. I wonder why Amazon's chosen it. I wonder why. An Amazon affiliate link? Make it work for you. Maybe. Ooh, this ain't bad. This ain't bad looking at all. $59.99.
portable external hard drive. Shit, I can save an additional $5. Wait. No, it's the same. It's the same wiki buy. Let's see if Honey has any good coupons. Any good coupons? Let's see. I think you got the wrong cloud bot. Oh. I'm not a technical person. I look and make hubs buy it for me. These look nice, simple enough to use. I mean, do I need anything else? Really? Because I need a place to store all of these fucking, all this content that I'm making. That's the thing. Does anybody have any suggestions on, like, a good hard drive I should buy? Western Digital, I heard, came up, but that was years ago that I heard. 8 terabytes? My God. For $139.99. Holy shit. And I could buy it on Wikibuy. 23% off. Dang. It's got $116.46. Oh. It's nice to have a live-in tech, right? Oh, is he around? Could he tell me a good brand of fucking external hard drives to buy? Would he have any idea? He isn't here. Damn it. Damn. Dude, can you send me a tweet? Can you ask him at some point and just send me a tweet? Because I think I'm going to buy one of these. And let's look up a green screen, shall we? Green screen. Let's see. Green screen. Green screen kit, $49. Okay, that's not bad. Photography props. Okay, that's not bad either. Okay. I can ask my dad? Oh, dude. My dad's not here. Always check the size of the green screen, right, of course. But I won't need much. I don't imagine I'll need much. For me, anyway. Let's see. Let's look it up. Best affordable green screen for Twitch. Best green screens for Twitch. Let's see. Chroma Key Elgato. Photo Deox. This great option includes both Chroma Green and Chroma Blue screens and can be ordered with or without a support stand. A great collapsible screen for portability. Chroma Green and Blue backgrounds. Includes a 24-month manufacturer warranty. Huh. These look pretty nice, too. And they're both on sale over there. Let's see. 6x9 chroma green screen. Shop related products. So good. So smart. I don't think I really need like a good fucking like crazy good green screen. I did a green screen once. It blended with my eyes. Good for you. Unusual. Brent Studios. I know. It's all Brent Studios. The dad thing was kind of a joke, but the truth. But dude, yeah, I mean, does your dad know a lot about tech, Nikki? I can't remember. The best green screen for streaming ever. Oh man, the best green screen for streams. The best material. Okay, let's see this guy. He's coming. Oh, Magic the Gathering Arena.
Airfan Elijah. Gadget Hunter, back with another video. I know what you're thinking, yo, Irf, what's in that big old box? You tools that you can get if you're a YouTube streamer, if you're a Twitch streamer that will. Now, if you're looking for a green screen, odds are you've seen something like this. This is a portable green screen spring open like a snake. worse is this thing is huge and it's hard to position in your room. You got to have something to put behind it so that you can get this behind your chair. And then of course, every time you want to get up to make a wee-wee or something, you got to walk around this thing, and most rooms just aren't big enough to accommodate. Try not to pistol whip your mark is like, let's go ahead and bust open this Elgato green screen and see up and just take wherever you want to go, which is going to make this thing super easy to store.
Okay, spring like a snake.
We got to retract the feet.
It gets copyrighted.
Like so, and open the top. Let's bust it out. Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
Held in place by this giant spring. Game of Fortnite, just for got equipment everywhere.
Wow, that is nice.
Get a little closer to one another, eh? Ooh, yeah. Now we activate the chroma key filter.
Damn, that is boss. That's nice.
You know, I love running across products that are even better than advertised. This is the only thing out there that's like this. This is a totally unique product. I am wowed. I'm excited.
I think this guy's overselling it a little bit. I am just wow. I'm excited. This is crazy. green screen leaderboard 2017. Let's see. Green screens for streamers. This thing's at the top of all of them. Game capture. I think it's like $100. It's like $100. Fuck, I have too many things open now. I don't know why I was looking at the cheese grater. I do know why I was looking at the cheese grater. It's because I want a fucking cheese grater. That's why. Don't judge me. Let's see. Let's see. Where is my Amazon? Where is my Amazon? Here we go. This thing's just a ripoff of the Elgato. Elgato green screen, collapsible chroma key panel, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if I can get this on eBay. I wonder if eBay has that. Elgato green screen. Let's see. Oh. Free shipping, $124.99. That's pretty nice. Collapsible chroma key. Wow. $75. $48.62 shipping? Are you shitting me? Are you shitting me? Just list it for the price you're going to make it be. Just list it for that price. $124.99. That's not bad. Love that some people are selling it for more than it costs on Amazon. Free local pickup from where? How do I find out? 22 new and refurbished from $75. Our pick. Wow. 3 days. New open box condition. Huh. For $75? That's not bad. Or sold. How much is the fucking shipping? $48.62 shipping. Fuck. $48.62. So that's $50. So it's $125. I'm paying $125 for that. Oh. Yeah, $75 is a sexy price, but then you add that shipping in, and then it gets fucking crazy. Hubby is now asking me tons of questions about your hard drive needs. I don't need anything fancy. I just want a good product that will not shit out on me, you know. It's going to be lightly used, mostly just for storage, not for a lot of editing or anything crazy like that. That's all. Storage uses. I ate there. Took off the first letters, now read it. I took off the first letters. I don't know what that means, unusual egg. I'm sorry. Hubby is now asking me to. My hard drive needs. It's not. You know, I'm not using this for anything other than just storage space. I want to store all the podcasts in one area. That's all. That's it. I probably don't need that much. Probably do not need
too much at all. Hard drive is a good idea. Fuck. Yeah, that was a great idea. Thank you. Because I had thought it, and then the thought escaped my brain, and then I was done after that happened. $124.99. I love that. Fuck, dude. Yeah, this thing's cool, but is it worth $159.95? Is it worth $160? Ooh, 23 used and new. Used, acceptable. Okay. Amazon warehouse. Let's see. Item will come repackaged. Large cosmetic imperfections on top, front, or sides of item. Does come with free shipping though. $119. He's kind of passionate about technology. That's great. I hate when you have too many tabs open. I'm sorry. I have so many tabs. It's too many tabs. A lot of people would say. Let me close some of these tabs. Facebook. Bing, bang, boom. Okay. Closed a bunch of tabs. There you go. Shit, dudes. I'm just... It's like, right? It's like... And it's so funny because it's like I got rid of all the change. I got rid of all this stuff. I got some cash. I got some store credit at some places where it was like, okay, I can definitely use store credit here. There's like enough things I can use. But like, geez Louise, people, it's not easy. It's not easy figuring out what to get, what to buy for yourself. I rarely ever buy anything for myself nowadays. And I like that. I like that about me. I don't want shit. I don't buy shit. Is there something to all of you, right? That's the thing. Is that something to all of you that would improve this podcast experience, right? Will a green screen help? Maybe it will help. I don't know. Maybe I do just need to suck it up and get this fucking 124. But it's like, how much more would two fucking hard drives help me? Oh. Hard drive for a lot of storage. No, Gossamer Goddess. But I am taking all of these videos, and these videos are not like small. They're like 2 gigs a piece. You buy a roof over your head every month. Yeah, I do. That's an important one to me. That's a real important one to me. Anyways. Oh, it's between a green screen. Green screen might help the stream out, but I don't game a lot. And is the reason... It's because I feel like when I game, I don't talk as much. It's hard for me to talk and game and, like, watch the chat and, like, game and do the things. So it's like, huh. Oh. Oh. My girl's watching, and she just texts me saying, if you need a hard drive... I have one I'm not using. Fuck. She's the best. She's the best. The best girlfriend. Fuck, dude. Not only is she willing to give me that, but can we give props to just like, can we just give some kissy faces and props to a girl who hangs out with me a fair amount and says, you know what? That amount, that's not enough. I want to, when he's literally on the internet talking to everybody. And I want to watch that. That's fucking sweet. That's just sweetness. Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot going through my brain. There's a lot going on inside my brain. What are the things that are going on in my brain? Let's see. Some of the things going on in my brain. Yeah. Give either the kissy faces or or some hearts in chat as well. Some hearts in chat.
That's for you. That's for you, girlfriend. So, fuck, that green screen is so fucking tight. It's so fucking tight. You see this shit? It's so fucking tight. And I can get it for cheaper. Large cosmetic imperfections on top, front, or sides. Ugh, that's... Because the whole thing is that I need it to be fucking... I need it to be, like, I can't have it have any fucking large cosmetic shit on there. Fancier Studio Chroma Key Green Screen. Let's see what Amazon's choices are, huh? Let's see what this is. Because this isn't bad, and it wouldn't be too much. But that green screen is like, fuck. Yeah, that would be like perfect. That'd be absolutely perfect. Portable green screen. What dis? What the fuck? Pixel Bob? Oh shit, they gave Bob Ross a fucking pixelized thing. That's so good. Valera 95 collapsible green screen. Oh, collapsible green screen. This is the same thing. For $139. It's the best deal on Honey. Let's see. See what this is, because this looks like the same thing. It's just holy moly. Yeah, this is the exact same thing. That's great. That's fucking great. Yeah, let's see. This Elgato, though. Let's see if Honey has anything to say. Shall we? Checking prices. Oh, this is the best deal. $154.38. Save $18. No, this is free shipping as it is. Shipping and tax included. Wiki buy. Where do I mean, do I have to buy it from someplace else? Amazon, Walmart, yeah. $54.83, yeah. Okay. Okay. That guy has classic, I've never played video games, movie hands. Right? This video, that guy was definitely a guy who's played video games, but was not an actor. And they said, can you pretend like you're playing a video game? Like, let's just look at this guy just one more time. Oh, shit. Oh, this is the Elgato. Perfect. Oh, boy. Yeah, they have good music. They have better, all of it. This guy, E-Mart. This E-Mart thing. They were just like, hey, throw together a music video with like... Yeah. Watch this guy playing video games, because he has never acted on camera. He loves video games. He said, oh, I can act like I'm playing video games. Camera got turned on, and then he was like, oh, fuck, I don't. Look at this guy. He's like, they're like, yeah, I've played video games. They're like, okay, cool, yeah, get your son, of course. Of course, director's son, you can be in this. And he's like, okay. And then the film turned on, and they were like, can you maybe not... maybe not make that face. He's like, what face? This is my acting face? And then he smiles at the end. This, what game is he playing? He's like, wrinkle resistant? If there's one thing that I hate about my fucking... He's just half open mouth, deep in thought. Yeah. Ah! Yeah, I've played a little Halo before. I can act like I'm doing it. Man. If I'm being honest, like, this is, like, $25 cheaper and the exact same fucking thing. Two price changes. View price history. Let's see. Latest priced. Okay, highest price $159, and then they brought it back down to $134. This is a good. I mean, it's a good. It is prime. Let's see. Ooh, or this button thing. Stream Deck. This thing's fucking badass. I love this buttons thing, but not wholly necessary. Green screen will probably add more. Oh, this is a wrinkle, but the quality. Yeah, I know. You just never know with the quality what it's going to be like, you know? Like, it looks pretty good. It looks decent. I mean, look at this thing. It's a collapsible chroma. Let's see. Okay. As far as I'm looking at it, it looks exactly the same. So, bang. And then let's look at the Elgato. Let's see if the Elgato is any crazier. Because for all I know... For all I know, it's just the same exact fucking product. Okay. It looks a little more secure. Does it tell you which shade of green it uses? No, I don't think so. But I can kind of see in the videos, like, it looks pretty similar. Set your stage in seconds. Bang. Immerse yourself. React and stash. Yeah, Elgato is just a good fucking company, dude. My dudes. What? You tried to join Discord, it didn't work. No, it totally worked. What? It didn't work. App launched. Yeah. I'm sorry. Try it one more time. I'm not sure what it could be. But it's launching. Como Gear. Jumbo says, look at all the ripoffs that there are here. 55x82. Let's see. Holy shit, this is the exact same fucking thing. $95, 5 price changes. Webpage not available, it's the invite. Okay, well, let's see. View price history. Okay, let's see the price history. But it was cheaper before. Now it's more expensive. Now that it is, let's see. Oh yeah, it started like $120. That's not bad. I feel like they need ID to ID the shade because these all look like drastically different shades of green. I agree. It's a little crazy. This one doesn't come with a video though. I feel like it's all the exact same thing that somebody's just buying for cheaper and selling for cheaper. And Elgato is going off of the name. Does that make sense? Should I? The Elgato. Whenever I press accept, it says that. Huh. Webpage not available. Do you have Discord installed? on your computer. Cuz let's see. I can get an invite for you right now. Let's see. Invite people. See if that works for you. That's a fresh invite straight from the horse's mouth. Okay. All right. In any case, it's been a while. I've been looking, like, literally for a minute there, we were all just watching me fucking go Amazon shopping, which is super funny. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, everybody. If you have not already, join the Discord family. Use that. I'm on my phone. Oh, that might be it. Do you have Discord on your phone? Because I don't think that it goes to a web page. I think that it only can link you to the Discord app that you have on your phone. So if that doesn't work, then it might just be you need to download Discord on your phone, do all that stuff. It just needed to know Tonopen it from Discord. Got it. Cool. Sweet. Join the Discord fam. Shopping with Brent is fun. I know. I'm wondering how this turns out for the podcast people that are listening to this. I wonder. Might not be as nice. Might not be as good. But thank you so much. If you are listening to this podcast, then please, wherever you're listening from, thank you so much. I would appreciate it if you would give me a review. Just an honest review, whatever you think. And if you are watching this on any of the platforms, you have not watched this live yet, please go to twitch.tv/BrentMukai. Give me a follow. I'm at 198 follows. I'm at 99%. I need two more follows. And I need two more fucking follows to reach my 200 follower count for June, for the month of June. I have 11 days left. If you are listening to this, if you find some type of value in this, if I make you laugh, if I make you think, if I make you do any of that stuff, then please tell a friend to tell a friend. And two more followers, people. I think that's not much to ask for. I'm just looking to get to 200, and you can help me do that. So thank you so much for listening to this. I love you all. Peace be the journey. You have been listening to the Brent Mukai podcast. I will see you all on Friday. Thank you for all of your help. Those of you live in chat, I super, super appreciate it. Nerdy Diva Nikki, Angel of Light, Commander Root, Psycho Motion, Gossamer Goddess, Joja, Kelster, Militant, Slow Cool, Snacks, Unusual Egg, Up in the Clouds, V&K, Virgo Pros, Zane K. Breyer. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it so immensely. I will catch you on the next episode Friday. Peace. All right, everybody. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. I heard a rapper say that once. Thought it would be cool. All right. Peace out. Oh, yeah. Bye.